Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne.
Thank you very much. Paul asked the Corinthian Christians, "Do you not know that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God?" 1 Corinthians 6:9. The Greek word adikos appears only 12 times in the New Testament. It is most often translated in the King James Version by the English word unjust. For example, our Lord said, "He who is faithful in that which is least is faithful also in much, and he who is unjust in the least is unjust also in much." Luke 16:10. Before we can fully appreciate the word unrighteous, we need to examine the word righteous. The word righteous from the Greek dikaios means just, without prejudice or partiality. The noun form of the word appears 81 times in the New Testament and is usually translated either right or righteous. Our Lord told some Pharisees, "They who are whole need not a physician, but they who are sick. But go and learn what that means. I will have mercy and not sacrifice. For I have not come to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance." Matthew 9:13. Our Lord also said, "He who receives a prophet in the name of the prophet shall receive a prophet's reward. And he who receives a righteous man in the name of a righteous man shall receive a righteous man's reward." Matthew 10:41. Obviously, the word unrighteous or unjust is the opposite of the word righteous. Paul asked the Corinthians, "Dare any of you, having a matter against another, go to law before the unjust or the unrighteous, and not before the saints?" 1 Corinthians 6:1. Does Paul intend to contrast the unrighteous with the saints? Paul used the verb form of the word in his discussion of taking a brother to court. "Now therefore, there is utterly a fault among you, because you go to law one with another. Why not rather suffer yourselves to be defrauded? Nay, you do wrong, and defraud, and that your brethren." 1 Corinthians 6:7 and 8. The sad fact is, both alien sinners and children of God can be unrighteous. The members of the body of Christ at Corinth had been unrighteous before they became Christians. After Paul listed a number of grievous sins, such as adultery, idolatry, covetousness, and homosexuality, he said to the Corinthians, "Such were some of you." 1 Corinthians 6:9 through 11. But the Corinthians changed their behavior when they obeyed the gospel. Paul tells us how they became righteous in God's eyes. "And Crispus, the chief ruler of the synagogue, believed on the Lord with all his house, and many of the Corinthians, hearing, believed and were baptized." Acts 18:8. Paul pled with the Ephesian Christians, "But fornication and all uncleanness or covetousness, let it not be once named among you as becomes saints, neither filthiness nor foolish talking nor jesting, which are not convenient, but rather giving of thanks. For this you know, that no whoremonger, nor unclean person, nor covetous man, who is an idolater, has any inheritance in the kingdom of God and of Christ." Ephesians 5:3-5. The unrighteous, whether saint or sinner, will not go to heaven. That is so plainly taught that no one should dispute it. Did you know that some theologians teach that righteousness is what Christ has done for us, and we have nothing to do with becoming or being righteous? There are some real problems with that teaching. Righteousness is what we do, not what Christ has done for us. What did the Apostle John have in mind when he wrote, "If you know that he is righteous, you know that everyone who does righteousness is born of him"? 1 John 2:29. I ask you to listen carefully to two other passages from 1 John. "Little children, let no man deceive you. He who does righteousness is righteous, even as he is righteous. In this the children of God are manifest, and the children of the devil. Whosoever does not do righteousness is not of God." 1 John 3:7 and 10.